The local people of Tordesillas are up in arms. This song is dedicated to their annual Toro de la Vega festival, in which a bull is chased through the town and speared to death. Earlier this year, following mounting pressure, the local government changed the rules, preventing the bull from being killed or harmed during the fiesta. This protest, held in Tordesillas on the same morning as this year's festival, is against the new law. Many of these people have grown up with the tradition of Toro de la Vega, which they say dates back to the 16th century.
Yo por mí que el toro no salga hoy. Esperemos que no salga el toro, porque no es es como.
I don't want the bull to come out today, because this is ridiculous. It's a bad copy of Toro de la Vega. It's not the real thing.
What does Toro de la Vega mean to you and to Tordesillas?
For me, it's the best party for my village.
Is it a problem that they've changed it this year?
Yes. For me, it's a problem because it's not the same tradition. It's not Toro de la Vega. It's not the same. I feel very betrayed.
But despite the misgivings, the new look fiesta goes ahead. There's a real air of expectation now as the people of Tordesillas line the streets as they wait for the bull to be released. There's quite a big police presence here around the town and just outside it to make sure that that new regulation is enforced. There are six police on horseback right next to me as I speak. The bull is released, and it gallops out of the town, past local people who line the streets, and it runs into the fields beyond, where men on horseback are waiting to pursue it. Now running with a large group of young men after the bull. It's hard to see it because there's a huge cloud of dust lifted by the horse riders who are pursuing it as well. We eventually catch up with the bull. It's guided back towards the town, and the fiesta comes to an end. Nobody's been hurt, and the new law has been respected. For the first time in centuries, the bull hasn't been speared and killed. That change has coincided with and been influenced by the arrival of a generation of young politicians on the left, many of them members of the new Podemos party. Here is Podemos leader Pablo Iglesias talking about the issue a few weeks ago.
Con las fiestas en las que se maltratan animales, eso prohibirlo. Lo del Toro de la Vega, lo que hacen en Benavente, esto de poner.
We have to ban the fiestas in which animals are mistreated, such as Toro de la Vega and, for example, in the town of Benavente, where they set light to the bull's horns. All of this has to be outlawed, without a doubt. As for bullfights, I think that they shouldn't receive subsidies, and also that there should be referendums in each town so as to allow society to change without prohibition by decree. In the Canary Islands, there are no bullfights because the people there don't want them. And I think that as time goes by, there are more and more places where people don't want bullfights.
I'm at an animal rights demonstration in central Madrid. And it's the largest such demonstration that Spain has seen in recent years. And it seems to reflect a growing sympathy, a growing support for animal rights on the part of ordinary Spaniards recently. The people gathered here in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square are calling not just for the end of bullfighting, but also the end of all those village and town fiestas in which animals are harmed, those fiestas like Toro de la Vega. Many of those here believe that parties like Podemos need to be even more strident in their stance.
I'm Claudia Mañas, and I'm in charge of communication in the animal rights party PACMA in Spain. Spain is the last country in Europe regarding animal rights. We have the highest rates regarding abandoning pets, and our national fiesta, bullfighting, is based on torturing and killing an animal.
How significant is the end of Toro de la Vega?
Banning Toro de la Vega was a great victory, but just the first step in a long way we have to walk, and it ends with the abolition of every single fiesta that tortures animals.
What do you say to people who say that things like Toro de la Vega or bullfighting are important traditions that represent Spain. They give Spain its particular identity.
Definitely it's a tradition, and bullfighting is a tradition. We don't deny that, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing, and that doesn't mean it's an ethical thing. I mean, killing witches was a tradition also, but it was a bad thing, and when people realized that, they demanded to ban that.
Both sides of this debate seem to feel equally strongly about it. But it does seem as if something is shifting in Spain, and that these traditions now face a deeply uncertain future. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Spain.